With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A new AP NORC Center for Public Research poll shows that presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has her work cut out for her to defeat Republican Donald Trump in November.
So even as the Harris campaign has reasons for optimism, they still face challenges with an opponent who is better known by the country and who has a very loyal base of support.
That's correspondent Lindley Sanders reporting. In a Salem Radio Network interview, Akash Chagouli of Americans for Prosperity breaks down the stakes of this presidential election.
This election is about ending this inflation crisis and securing the border. Those are the top two issues facing the American people. President Biden, Vice President Harris have failed miserably, and they have no plan to turn things around.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Texas's floating Rio Grande barrier can stay for now, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The decision Tuesday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a previous decision by a panel of the court. The shorter-term ruling is the latest development in a new standoff between Texas and President Biden's administration over immigration on the state's 1,200-mile border with Mexico. The broader lawsuit in district court is set for an August 6 trial, where the Biden administration accuses Texas of violating the Federal Rivers and Harbor Act. I'm Julie Walker.
The man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11th attacks has agreed to plead guilty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the attack are expected to enter the pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 99 points, the NASDAQ rose 451, the S&P advanced 85. This is SRN News. Cleanup continues 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl hit southeast Texas as a Category 1 hurricane with violent winds and torrential rains. The storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground, clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are also sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Olympic organizers continued to take heat for last week's opening controversy, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of the Last Supper. This is SRN News. All eyes are on Israel in connection with recent high-profile killings. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Middle East is reeling following Israel's lightning strikes that eliminated two of the region's most notorious terrorist leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, one-third of Hamas's leadership, and Fuad Shukr, senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Shukr carries a $5 million United States bounty for his lead role in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, in which more than 230 Americans perished. Master terrorist and Iranian proxy Shukr reportedly masterminded the massacre of 12 Druze children playing soccer in Majdal Shams. Haniyeh was often criticized for luxuriating in elegant Mideast locations while his people suffered in Gaza. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.